So we can still simplify this a bit. For example, we have this overall integration over these exponential functions. And for example, those e to the minus ikx functions, we can simplify. Because you remember that the integral over x of e to the minus ikx is the Dirac function. So normalized by volume over temperature. And then this would be the four-dimensional Dirac delta function. And k has to be equal to 0. Okay? So we could evaluate this integral, and this would give us the 0 component, or k equals 0 mode, or contribution to the sum. But this is excluded from the sum, so this just disappears. Okay, so if you evaluate all these sums, and you know we have excluded the 0 component, they will just disappear. And then we also have this exponential function here, which we can also write as a delta function. So this would be volume over temperature times the Dirac delta of k and minus q. So q has to be minus k, or k has to be minus q. So this simplifies this a lot, and we get for this action here minus 1/2. And then I can also rewrite the rest in form of a matrix again. And I write it as the sum over k and q. And then the fields phi 1 q and phi 2 q as a vector. And then I introduce a matrix A of q and k times the fields phi 1 k and phi 2 k as a vector. Like this. And then we still have this mass term here, rho squared times mu squared minus m squared times volume over temperature. Okay. And then this matrix A is defined as the following: A of q and k we define as 1 over temperature squared times a 2 by 2 matrix, which is m squared minus mu squared minus k squared. Then we have minus 2 pi mu k 0 plus 2i mu k 0 here, and m squared minus mu squared minus k squared here. Times the delta function, that's telling us that k has to be equal to minus q. Okay, so this is similar to what we have done the last time we introduced a matrix, generalized Gaussian integral, and then we can try to solve this. First, we can also write this matrix in the standard notation. Instead of this capital K, we can also write it in terms of energies. So then this would, for example, be something like omega n squared minus mu squared plus this Ek squared. And you remember that ek squared was m squared plus k squared. Okay. And then here you have minus 2 mu omega n, 2 plus 2 mu omega n, and omega n squared minus mu squared plus ek squared. And then you can do some case study. So you see again there is mu and there is m. And then you have to subtract mu squared from m squared. So there will be cases where this matrix is positive semi-definite, which is if m is larger than mu. So for m larger than mu, you will have a positive semi-definite matrix. And this will allow you to perform this Gaussian, this generalized Gaussian integral. So then we have a Gaussian integral. Which we can solve. So let's assume that this is true for the moment. Then we can perform this integral and we get for the partition function that this is up to some normalization factors. This will be the determinant. Is there a question or no? This will be the determinant minus 1 up to the power of minus 1/2. So times the exponential function of rho squared times mu squared minus m squared times volume over temperature. This is just the remaining part which we had before. So everything that can be written as a matrix is in A, and then we have some final contribution which looks like this. Then of course we, as usual, will take the logarithm of this. So then the logarithm of this partition function will be volume over temperature. So I'm starting with the second part here, rho squared times mu squared minus m squared. And then we have this determinant here. So the logarithm of the determinant and also the sum, because the determinant of this matrix I can write like this. So sum over k, excluding the zero mode. And then I have a determinant of a 2x2 matrix, m squared minus mu squared minus k squared divided by t squared. Then there is minus 2 times I mu k0 divided by t squared. Then the same with plus, so 2 times I mu k0 divided by t squared and m squared minus mu squared minus k squared divided by t squared. Okay, and this determinant here you can easily solve. So this is a 2x2 determinant. So you have to multiply the 1, 1 and the 2, 2 component minus the other two. So this would be m squared minus mu squared minus k squared divided by t squared, everything squared, and minus 4 times mu squared times k0 squared divided by t to the fourth power. Yeah, and then you can rewrite this a bit, this determinant. So you can write, I will just write it out. So this is 1 over t to the fourth power. Then you have m squared minus mu squared minus k squared minus 4 mu squared k0 squared. So this is trivial. But then we can rewrite this. This is 1 over t to the fourth. And now I'm going back to this ek. Then this is ek squared plus omega n squared minus mu squared squared plus 4 times mu squared omega n squared. And finally, I can write this as a product of two terms. Namely, omega n squared plus ek plus mu squared times a similar second term, omega n squared plus ek minus mu squared. So you can also show this as an exercise. And then if I use this form, I get for the logarithm of the partition function the following. So volume over temperature. Then we have rho squared times mu squared minus m squared minus 1/2 sum over k excluding 0, and then this determinant and the logarithm of it. So logarithm of omega n squared plus ek plus mu squared divided by temperature squared plus logarithm of omega n squared plus ek minus mu squared divided by t squared. Okay. Yeah. And then we want to go back to the thermodynamic limit. So instead of the sum, we want an integral over all momenta. So in the thermodynamic limit, we want to replace this sum by an integral. But in principle, we have a sum over all k. Okay, so you could also write this, of course. Instead of using capital K, you could use n for energy summation and index k for spatial momentum summation. And of course, in the thermodynamic limit, you would have also the zero mode, because then you want to have an integral. So you would have this standard normalization if you go from the sum to the integral. But then you would also have a standard integral d3k. And of course, here you would also have the 0k included. So why can I do this? How can I go to the thermodynamic limit if I have such a strange sum that does not include the zero mode? Well, of course, the k equals zero is just one point in the integral, which is irrelevant in the end. So we can, of course, go to the integral representation, and I will write this down. Okay, so let's just write this down, why we can do this. So this k equals zero term has measure zero. In the integral, and therefore the exclusion of this zero term of the sum is irrelevant. Okay, so we can lift this restriction here, go to the thermodynamic limit, and then we realize what we did in the last lecture. So we had a very similar expression for this partition function, which was this sum, right? So I think this sum here we have already seen last time. This we didn't see, of course, with the charge, but the sum we have seen, and we developed two methods to solve this. So we can use this result. Of course, you could also do it again as an exercise if you want. Solve this sum using the contour integration in the complex plane if you want. And then you have to shift everything by mu. But otherwise, it's the same. So we can use the result that we already had to solve this sum, which will give us for this partition function and the logarithm of it in the thermodynamic limit volume times integral over spatial momentum times minus, well, this is actually what we had before, but maybe it's a good idea to summarize this. So this is what we are using to solve this, what we had before. Okay, so this you remember. This is the sum we had without the charge density, of course. This is the result of the sum. And now we can insert this for our case. And this will give us, for this set zero here, first this rho part, so volume over temperature, times rho squared times mu squared minus m squared. And then we can use this result for the second part. And this will give us volume divided by 2 pi cubed. And then the integral over d3k. And then you have ek plus mu divided by 2 times temperature plus the log of 1 minus e to the minus ek plus mu divided by temperature plus ek minus mu divided by 2 times temperature and plus the other logarithm of 1 minus e to the minus ek minus mu divided by temperature. Okay. Yeah, of course you can simplify this a bit. So this mu term has a plus here and a minus here, so they cancel. And then you would have 2 times the energy, which cancels the 2 here. So this simplifies a little bit. And then we are interested in the pressure again, which is T over the volume times the log of Z. So this would be, if you insert this expression, rho squared times mu squared minus m squared minus the momentum integration times ek. So if you simplify this, you just have ek and then these logarithm terms, t times log of 1 minus e to the minus ek minus mu divided by temperature and plus t times log of 1 minus e to the minus ek plus mu divided by temperature. Okay. So this is basically our final result here for the pressure. And we can make some remarks here. So a term similar to this we have already seen. This was the zero-point energy. Okay. This will be infinite, has to be subtracted. And here we have a term with mu and minus mu. And we can interpret this term here as the particle contribution. And this term as the antiparticle contribution. So they just differ by this sign of mu of the chemical potential. This would be the antiparticle contribution. And now we can finally calculate the net charge density. Which is defined as N0 is the derivative of the pressure with respect to the chemical potential for some fixed temperature. Okay, so the pressure we already have, we just have to take the derivative with respect to mu. So this would be 2 times rho squared mu from the first part. And then we have the integral over d3k divided by 2 pi cubed. And then we will get 1 over e to the power of ek minus mu divided by temperature minus 1. And another term, minus 1 over e to the power of ek plus mu divided by temperature minus 1. And again, we can make some remarks here. So this part, for example, is called the net charge density in the ground state. The net charge density in the ground state and then these parts here will again be the particle contribution and the antiparticle contribution. And this we can also call the occupation number. So this would be the particle and this would be the antiparticle occupation number. For bosonic fields, of course. Fermions will be next time. They will have a plus in the denominator. So this is the bosonic occupation number, particle, antiparticle. And you could also interpret this, of course, as the charge density of particles or antiparticles in thermally excited states. So this part depends on temperature, so they are thermally excited states. And this is also the occupation number, so we can also call this the charge density of particles or antiparticles in thermally excited states. Okay, and I will introduce a new notation for these thermally excited occupation numbers here. So I will write N0. Well, of course, using this net charge density in the ground state, so we have 2 mu times rho squared. And then all this other part, this thermal part, I will just call N star. which depends on t and mu. So this would be the net charge density in thermally excited states. I think we wrote this down, yeah. So this is the net charge density, again, in thermally excited states. This n star. As an exercise, you could also calculate, of course, the entropy density similar to the pressure, and also the energy density. So let's write exercise. You could calculate S0, which is defined as the derivative of the pressure with respect to the temperature for some fixed chemical potential. And you can also calculate, if you know the entropy density, the energy density, which is T times entropy density plus mu N0 minus P0. But we want to calculate this charge density, this rho parameter, which we have here. So let's continue with the rho. How can we calculate this? Well, first we realize that rho is some kind of new parameter in this expression, which we introduced, of course. But how can we calculate it? So rho is a new parameter. In the partition function, so we could formally write the partition function or the logarithm of it as a function of T, function of volume, function of chemical potential, and then we could also use this rho as a new parameter. But of course, we introduced it using some Fourier decomposition. So of course, this partition function cannot depend on rho. OK, so ln z cannot depend on this parameter. So it has to be that the system chooses some kind of rho for us. So the system has to dynamically choose the correct value of this rho. Of rho. For some given temperature, volume, and chemical potential. OK, so what can we do? Well, we can treat this rho as a variational parameter. We treat rho as a variational parameter. then we have to find an extremum of LNZ. So this partition function has to be an extremum. So mathematically, this would mean that the derivative of this partition function here with respect to this parameter rho at some given temperature, volume, and chemical potential has to be zero. Okay, some extremum. And of course, this also means that the derivative of the pressure has to be zero. So I can substitute the pressure here. Take the derivative with respect to this parameter rho for some fixed temperature, volume, and chemical potential. And this is easy to do. If you look at the pressure, you take the derivative with respect to rho. So this concerns the first part, but not the second part. And this would simply be 2 times rho times mu squared minus m squared. Okay. So which value is rho? Well, if mu is smaller than m, rho will be zero. Okay. But on the other hand, if mu is equal to m, rho will be undetermined. So rho is undetermined for mu equal to m. And this was also, I mean, previously we made the assumption that mu has to be smaller or equal to m, right? Such that we can solve this Gaussian integral. So the other case, we don't even know what the Gaussian integral is, right? So this we will not discuss, but these two cases we can discuss. So let's go to the first case, rho equals zero. This means that there is no charge density in the ground state. And therefore, there is also no Bose-Einstein condensation. Okay, then let's go to the second case. So for mu equal to m, rho. At a priori, it's undetermined, but there is some implicit way to determine it. So rho can be determined as follows. Rho can be determined from this implicit equation. Of course, we know the relation between the net charge density and rho squared and the thermally excited occupation number. So we have this relation here. N0, the net charge density, has to be equal to 2 times mu times rho squared. And then we had this thermally excited charge density, N star. And this is what we can use to determine rho. Of course, we need to know N0. But if we have N0, we can do this. So rho has to fulfill this equation at all times. And rho is then the square root of this N0 minus N star as a function of t and mu equals to m, divided by 2m. Okay? So this is, of course, for a given net charge density N0. Okay. And then, of course, we could also determine the critical temperature, which is also implicitly included here. So the critical temperature we can call Tc is determined implicitly by this equation. So N zero, just by this. N star TCM has to be equal to N. Okay. And then we have this Bose-Einstein condensation. Okay, so this is important here. And we can make some additional remarks, of course. So this doesn't work at all times. You see, for the square root to be well defined, you need N0 to be larger than N star. So this only works if N0 is larger than N star. This only works as long as N0 is larger than N star of T and mu equal m. Yeah, but then you can imagine, of course, N star will get bigger and bigger if you increase the temperature. So at some point, at some critical temperature, we will have N0 equals to N star. Yeah. This is from this equation. So at some critical temperature, you will have n0 equal to n star. And then, of course, also this rho will be 0. So at some temperature, this Bose-Einstein condensate will just melt away. And beyond this temperature, you will have no condensation. So I will write down some text to clarify this. Yeah, so at this TC, this means that the Bose-Einstein condensate has melted, okay? Has melted, so there are no more particles in the ground state. And all particles are in the thermally excited states. Yeah, then I will just mention that the calculation of this critical temperature in general is complicated if you have some interactions in your theory. And in fact, this is not fully settled in the literature. So the only well-defined case is what we did here, that for non-interacting particles, you can write down these relations and get the critical temperature. But if you have interactions, this is an ongoing debate in the literature. And as a homework exercise, you could calculate this thermally excited occupation number and the critical temperature. Okay, so you could compute n star and the critical temperature in two limits, namely the ultra-relativistic limit . So this would be the limit where m is much smaller than the temperature, and then you should find that the critical temperature is given by the square root of 3 n0 divided by m. And you could also do this in the non-relativistic limit. Which means that the mass is larger, much larger than the temperature. And then you should find that the critical temperature is given by 2 pi over m times n0 divided by this Riemann zeta function at 3/2 to the power of 2/3. Okay, so for example, in this case, you see that if the mass goes to 0, the temperature will go to infinity. So you always have condensation, basically, because you can never get to such high temperatures that you melt away the condensate. So here you will always find some Bose-Einstein condensation. And this is the non-trivial result for the non-relativistic limit. Okay, so that's all for today. If there are no questions, see you on Friday.